middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simen Shin Chos Ches, and regarding halachas of a chayil of a sick person on Shabbos, Sif Mem Gimel, the bottom of Kuf Samaches and Alf. Mutu Lichbois Kois Cham Alatabur. It's permitted to turn over a hot cup on the belly, Alaloisa, and to lift it up as you get into the base, Ulahalus Oznaim, and to lift up the ears, Bein Biyod, Bein Bikeli, whether by hand, whether with a tool, Ulahalus Unkeli, and to lift up the Unkeli, the Hainu, which, what is that? Tnuch is the lobe, Shekeneged Alev, that's opposite the heart, Shenichfaf Lutzad Benim, that was turned, bent over towards the inside. Why? Shekolech Neilu, because any one of these things, Ein Oysen B'Samonim, it's not done with any herbs, any medication, that we have to be concerned, which the whole gezeir of why we can't refer in Shabbos, that you might come to grind herbs. And Vishle Tzamim, and he has pain from them, therefore it's permitted to be done on Shabbos. Says Mishrosev Kotten Kofalamat Bez, Koyscham, let it bend over a hot cup. Well, this Kalabas of Mem, this was already mentioned, that Mem, because of Shana Khan, it's repeated over here, Shemalash Naram, because it's from the wording of the Ram, Shakola Kobatamech, that includes everything in one. Explanation. Subconic of Lama Gimel to bend it over Allah Tabor on the belly. Kutz of Chayad Machayim writes the who Hachoyli Shakoyin Haib Mutter. This illness is called Haib Mutter. Kusiv Kotten Kovlama Daldul Halas is Nam to lift up the ears. Gidir is Naim. These are the ligaments of the ears. Pumish Yerin Lamata. Sometimes they go down and misbroken is Naim and then the ears get dislodged. It says Rashi. Subconic of Lama Hey. And to lift up the Unkali, which is the lobe. The chicken negative label, which opposite the heart, to Ma'akabes and the Shima, and it obstructs the breathing, says Rashi. Sivkot and Kavalim above, because all these things, there's no concern of Shchika, and Vyashli Tzan, there's pain, because Dilavachi, because if that was not the case, I also then be forbidden Al Kapam, at least Mashim of the Duchab, because of a weekly type of activity. Right? There wouldn't be a problem of Merafua, but it would still be a problem of the Duchab. Siv Mem Dalad. Rechad Simbe Megurada, you could bathe in the waters of Gororo, Bemei Chamson, and in the waters of Chamson, Bemei Tveria, and the hot waters of Tveria, Tiberias, Bemei Mayof, Meshabiyama Godla, and in the good waters that there are in the Great Sea. Afa Bishem Alucham, even though they're salty, she came derech lechitzpem, because that's the norm to bathe in them, but like a chachad of Fokab, and there's no proof that the person is doing it for medicinal reasons. Avalei Bemei Maharam, Meshabiyama Godla, but he can't go into the bad waters of the Great Sea, Bemei Mishra, and the flax water, Shemusim, where they're disgusting. It's not the norm to bathe in them, only for medicinal reasons. Now that's specifically he's like spending time over there. He's staying there for a while. But if he's not staying there, then actually mutton is permitted in there. He can make it because it just looks like it's cooling down, and that a person would do in any type of waters. Sivkot and Kovlam and Zayin. Rechitzim Bechulu. You can bathe in the Megrara and all these different waters. Pidish Abshik of Nazlerfu, although his intent is for medicinal reasons. Kimish Rechitzim Bechulu. Since healthy people bathe there, mutter is permitted. But you're right, if the people don't bathe in the waters of Tiberias, in the hot waters, in the hot springs, only for medicinal reasons, then also b'Shabbos would be forbidden on Shabbos b'Mishaya if he stays there in the water while that says Magid Bram and Sharachim and other Achayim. Sivkot and Kuflam and Ches. And in the good waters of the Yamagodl, even though they're Maluchim, Pidish, Ome'ilim and Nezek, Sassel Rappas, and that's why they're a little bit effective to heal, because of the salt factor. But you should know that fully yesh lechatot meresh, even if he has these scabs on his head, kem kim but it's also permitted to ask him a sapeis kim but the sharatin ois tzadik tez brings us from the chadush and ban the rajman here chadush and ran it says not like the bach and marsha and the second terence that they want to say it's forbidden the chabitraya when he stays there well and he has chatot meresh and he has these scabs on his head sivkot and kovlam tez over main mishra and you can't either go into the flax waters, Shasharim Shem Pishtim, where that's where they soak flax. But in Miyam Shal Sedaim, same thing as the Sea of Sedaim, Sivkot Nikov Mem, why can't you bathe in those? Because Shem Usim, because they're disgusting, and people don't usually bathe there, and it's obviously doing it for four reasons. Yisub Rambam, it's burned the Rambam, Ein Rechat Sim Bemaim Shem Mishal Shalom. You don't bathe in water that a mishal shel hainu, that is maim shemitzanis aguf, these are waters that cool down the body. Well, they shushan them, cause a person to as a diuretic, meaning cause a person to release his bowels. But libetit shetoven by bechulu, and neither in that which you sink into. Nishikol elitzahim, all these types are painful, and and says you call Shabbos as light. I can't shine it. clean cars of a smag. And again, if that's the case, also lishtus mashka mashashal. So then you're not allowed to drink something that causes one to have diarrhea. Then lechatzar gadol mazeh, there's no greater pain than that, says Magen Avraham. So that's what he says. Fine, that is a filim in mechav another food. Meaning that generally if people do that because they're constipated or whatever, and they want to do some type of healing things. So you can't do it because it causes pain. That's what he says. Fine, a filim in mechav another food. Even if it's not intending for refuah, which you can't do on Shabbos, elam le'isatam. For whatever reason they want to do it, even so you can't do it because it causes tzad. The mechav another food because it's been intending for medicinal reasons. Anyways, it would be forbidden. Unless he's so constipated in so much pain that he has to lay down the bed, the azmuta then would be permitted. Like we said previously in Siv Lamad Zayin, Siv Katan Kofnim Aleph. So he said, "V'davka Shashayim." This whole iser in these bad waters that a person would only go in generally for refuah is the only problem if you stay there for a while. The Muhammad then is obviously refuah could be doing for healing reasons. Because the water is murky and putrid. You're obviously not there for your own personal pleasure. It must be for healing reasons. But if you're only going in for a moment, that's okay, because then you look like a maker, like you're cooling down. That because of even though they're murky, I mean, we say, you couldn't find good waters. And people, when they're really hot, to cool down, they'll go into anything. And even if he has these bumps on his head, it's also permitted, says the Gemara, to go into that if you're going in just for a moment. Sif mem hei. Leichashim al nachashim al krabim. Person can make an incantation, some type of like a verses that he says, on snakes and scorpions, b'shvil shalei yaziku, that they shouldn't harm him. Be'im akach b'shem tzida, that's not a violation of trapping them, which is one lama tes malachas on Shabbos. Sif kot nekuf mem gimel, says the Mishbrua. Be'im akach b'shem tzida, there's no problem by trapping. That is v'avagav da'i te'halachash, even though through the incantation, the verse, in the yochalos mekaimai, snake cannot move from its place. As you know, chalatavsa, until now you could grab it. Kamakamut is still permitted. The inzit tzidat tivis is not a natural trapping. Although we previously had ruled, the fellow Lord said, "Had you mutter that even to trap it outright is permitted." Conditionally, shchena that it doesn't bite him. So what's the chiddush over here? So let me have to say, the chamayr is still matelek el chashash rechayker. It's only a distant concern. Going to inner the fachar of klal, it's not. For example, if let's say the snake's not chasing him at all. Okay, then, but something like that, that's the rabbi and Shabbat over there. Vayin le'el b'simit shinvav sivizayim b'mishm v'rusham, which the Dishu 124 brings, that the Shavanach writes, that permitted to measure the area of a sick person and to make some type of a lechisha, because it's a measurement of a mitzvah. Mishmur adds on over there that also the gezer shtikis hamanu would not apply regarding this, because as this gezer is it does not shaykh only by a food that has some substance, like food or beverage. And like we're saying over here, by lechisha, there's no such concern. Siv mem vav. Nice nikli agabe ayin lo hakar. You can put a vessel on top of the ayin to cool down. Vushay kli anitl b'shabbos, as long as the vessel that can be moved on Shabbos. Siv kan kub mem dal lo hakar pirish. What does that mean to cool it down? Misha chash b'inay. Someone has a pain in his eye. Nice nikli matokas al ayin. You put a metal vessel on the eye. To cool it down, but then something gets makiv him, but tabaza beklias ayin. What you do is you surround with a ring or a vessel the eye. Kedush shleis apish shleis pashit hanefach, as Rashi says that the inflammation doesn't spread. Because of chayon, Chayon writes, what then something is the mutu litchik besakin. You allow to push with a knife, chabur a wound, kedush shleis tispashit, so that it doesn't spread. The Sharetz Yonos Kavdal says, he says, I don't really know very well his source. And Rashi is not such a proof. Because maybe that's a derech skula, so therefore it's not a problem. But Rafui says more, it would seem, that the reason is because it's not the norm to do these things with herbs, and therefore, as we had previously said, look at Sif Mem Gimel, that there's no gzer because shchig is among them, so to take like something like ice to take down the swelling, which you don't usually take medication for, so that would help for to do on Shabbos, and wouldn't be a problem about Rafui. Sif Mem Zayin. Etzem shetz mem kaima, a bone that went out of its place. Nachzir and I say, you can put it back. It says, Mishbur sef kod, you can mem hei, shetz mem kaima, b'chul, that went out of place, you can put it back. And Magen Ram Chalik has said, Magen Ram disagrees on this. It's really, he holds a dafke etzem anishbur, specifically a broken bone, mutu lachzir, that you're allowed to put back. It is by Gemara, like the word in the Gemara. Aval etzem anishbur mem kaima, but if it just, the bone got dislocated, us lachzir, that you're not allowed to put back. Because I feel like shav shav habib it's saying, because even to rub it a lot with cold, water, us they said, so it is by sev lamed, like we said in sev lamed, the koshkein chazar for sure to put it back. Betiku kamachrein and menachrein quoted through a non-Jew, it seemed not to be stringent. Whatever totally comes out of its place, she couldn't link it, which is like basically dislocated. It's considered a danger of the limb, like if it breaks. If you don't put it back right away, and therefore you're allowed to put back a dislocated joint, even to a Jew, up until here is his words. Now, behind the Sif Lamed, this we had previously, Sif Lamed, Ayrel Adait is going according to his opinion, Bishol Nish Belegam, and kind of wins, not totally dislodged from his place. Near it seemed the Gamla Dasa Magad Abram, also according to the opinion of Magad Abram, in Merifa Oim, if the doctor says, Shenifrik Bechazka, that it got dislodged very strong, we all have a little of this, because if it could come to a danger of the limb, Shemut Limshech, Lechzilim Kami, let it pull and to put it back to its place, the way you do during the weekday. Mi'alacha de Bermaschel El Rafua, the Mechaber and Sif Memdalet had said that it's not the norm to bathe in these disgusting waters, and it's only for Rafua. So therefore, it's obvious that you're doing for Rafua, and if it's forbidden. So he says, look at Eli Rabbah that he writes regarding Chami Tveria, the hot waters of Tiberias, that in places where it's not the norm to bathe in them, but for Rafua, even if he's not intending for a four, it's forbidden if he's going to stay there a while. Now, according to this, it seems, says the Be'alach, for sure, in flax water, it's forbidden, specifically if you wait there, that even if you're not intending for a four, it's difficult because the Mishnah teaches, you could drink these palm waters for his thirst. And like we explained everything previously in Sif Lamed Zayin, that is, if you're not intending for a four, you're allowed to drink even things that are imel for. Same thing which should be over here. And that's something from Tesefta. A person could bathe in the waters of Tveria, but not in the waters of Gederim, and not in Mei Mishra. Amos, I went to say this when he's sending for a fuah. But if he's trying to be mitar himself, so then it's permitted. So the Gemara comes out that specifically if you delay there, and even so, it's saying that Dafka when you're intending for a fuah. And this data concludes, Abel Vahulu, that is, even if you delay when you're going down to Taibel. Says maybe that Tosef is talking by a bari, a healthy person. Therefore, the Brahis had to say that he's intending for a fuah, that is to strengthen his equilibrium. That's something Magna Brahma, the Rabbah is talking about. That when he has an ailment and therefore it's forbidden, even if he's not attending. He's going to Lishutase and Sibkat Membin, that he writes about that when he has any ailment, any illness, even if he's eating for his hunger, it's going to be forbidden. So it depends on who the person is. Look at Sivlam Zayin, who wrote in the Bialocha, and you note that what wrote in Yerushalm and this Brahis from Shmuel Achdir Berechia, Bovach Liyisha, is opposite the Maskan of our Gemara and the Bavli. He says, look at the Ram that he writes, that therefore you don't bathe in the flax water because all these are pain, and says, Request Lashabas. And according to this, for sure, according to him, and these things, even if you're not mechamel for it's going to be usher, opposite the sefta, and he says, atzar chin b'chol zeh, you have to look into exactly the situation. Is it always going to be forbidden, even if it's not mechamel for
it? Some of the dirshah, dirshah number 119. So Mishnah Berurah said, oh, okay, if healthy people usually bathe there, okay, it's okay, it doesn't seem like it's necessarily for a fuah. Now, even though in our times where the custom is not to bathe in the river when mikvah for pleasure purposes, like Mishnah Berurah and Simshon Chavav. If that's the case, it's obvious that you're bathing for your food purposes. The Tilda would rise that since it's permitted for a person to tevel for his tahara, to purify himself, and they also have some have the mending to tevel because of kedusha, so it's not recognizable that you're bathing for a food. Mishnah Berurah explains that this hetter is not only but b'meikra din. Because the custom is not to bathe in the river or mikvah at all, the way the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simshon Chavav. So he's saying that this hetter is in the elemikra din, just from the primary halacha. So to bathing some of the body in warm water that was heated from before Shabbos for someone who suffers from hemorrhoids, this Karelitz holds that it's permitted because it's not recognizable you're doing for a fuah. However, bathing the whole body in a cold bath for the purposes of taking down a fever, which healthy people don't usually do that, his opinion there is that it is recognizable doing for a fuah. And for that reason, it's not permitted, only for Chadashim Mezikonim. Dish number 120, in our times, it says to Shulchan Reis, that it's not the norm to bathe in these places, only for a fuah, like we said, Chamit Tveria, and therefore it would be forbidden to be done on Shabbos. Dish number 121, we said you're not allowed to drink something that's a diuretic, because no greater pain than that. For this reason, Nesgrilz holds that even on Erev Shabbos you're not allowed to do that, because it's going to cause a person a pain on Shabbos. However, someone that's going to have tzar on Shabbos if he doesn't drink, can be constipated, then he holds that you're allowed to do that, because in such a situation, it doesn't apply the reason of bitlining Shabbos, because he's not going to have it anyway. Regarding drinking a specific tea that cleans out the intestines and it helps for constipation and stuff like that, but it doesn't cause pain, the Shabbos believer writes that since there's no pain from drinking the tea, and contrary, he's in pain if he can't release his waste matter, then you can be lenient to drink it. Dish number 123, that we said that doing some type of lachash and having the snake freeze is not a violation of tzad, of trapping, is not natural. The reason for the heter, the Kilos Yaakov writes, the type that any action that's done in a way that's not natural is considered an action klachaya in the backhand way. In such a situation, even Rabbanu were not gezer. Now then, Rechaim Kanievsky writes that since the tziva, the Torah, is to rest on Shabbos and not to do malacha, you're allowed to do a lechisha because it's not a malacha. And this grill holds that the Raisa is not going to make forbidden trapping that's not natural. Only Rabbanu, they say, it's forbidden to trap through a lachash, and they weren't guys in the situation of preventing damage. And this chiddush in this is the Jewish believer writes that the etzem lachish is prevented on Shabbos, and there's no problem about the isra b'davar davar. Dish number 125. We said if someone has an ailment in his eye, you put metal vessel on the eye to cool it down. However, to anoint oil on a inflammation of a wound in Simit Shin Chavazan Mishnah Berurah that it's obviously doing for a and it's forbidden. Regarding putting ice on a wound, Reb Shlomo Zalman holds that since it's not the norm to do this with herbs, you're allowed to do this, and that's how he rules in Shmuel Shabbos Kochati, you're allowed to bathe or to soak the limb in water because the water is not healing the wound. This girl holds that it's permitted to put ice on the wound because it's not really refu, it's just holding back the inflammation. Dish number 126. Shartin wrote, because not to know to do these things with Saman Manim. Now the reason why, by holding back, by clogging up the blood, Shochanoch permits later on Sif Mem Ches, and you don't consider this as an action of healing, Shmuel Orbach explains in Orcha Shabbos, that to press on the injury and to hold back the blood, that's like closing a faucet, which is no action of healing. However, holding back the inflammation because of a wound in a situation where in the natural way it would have to be inflamed, so that's like somewhat of a healing that's permitted only because it's not the way to do it. Because once, yeah, it would be a problem. There's 127. If someone has a break on Shabbos, Jewish believer writes that if you don't have this break, not a danger to the limb and not even a danger of infection. Even though it's permitted to put it back to its place. However, you don't prepare a cast because that would be Issa D'Oraisa, and even by other Issa D'Rabban, you shouldn't do only with a shinui. Now, if there is, with this break, is a danger to the limb, that is, if you don't heal it on Shabbos, it's vulnerable that the sick person could lose that organ, that limb, you're allowed to do Issa D'Rabban, and even without a shinui, as Burton Shachanach and Sifu Zayin, but don't make a cast or be violated on other Issa D'Oraisa. However, if you're having this break, a danger to the limb, and through that, it could end up causing danger to the whole body, then you're allowed to do even malachas d'araisa. Dish number 128, we said that it's considered like sekanas aver, like a break, if you don't put back the when it got dislocated. So the reason that the Das Torah Marsham writes that if you don't put it back to its place right away, it is vulnerable to get inflamed, until it can be hard to put it back to its place. Dish number 129, so the Mishnah Berurah wrote that it's permitted to put it back even through a Jew, as we said in Sif Yedayin. Now, if it doesn't feel a strong pain, and it wants to only, stabilize the limb, so that it remains in a situation of rest, Shlomo Zalman holds, that's permitted because that doesn't look like refuah.